Isaiah chapter 45. This is what the Lord Jehovah says to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the waste of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates will not be shut. I will go before you, and make the crooked places straight, I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in two the bars of iron. And I will give you the treasures of darkness, and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord Jehovah, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant Sake, and Israel my elect, I have even called you by your name, I have surnamed you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord Jehovah, and there is no one else, there is no God besides me, I clothed you, though you have not known me. That they may know from the rising of the sun, and from the west, that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord Jehovah, and there is no one else. I form the light, and create darkness, I make peace, and create evil. I, the Lord Jehovah, do all these things. Drop down, you heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness, let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together, I, the Lord Jehovah, have created it. Woe to him who strives with his maker. Let the pot strive with the pots of the earth. Shall the clay say to him who fashions it, what are you making? Or your work, he has no hands. Woe to him who says to his father, who have you fathered? Or to the woman, his mother, who have you brought forth? This is what the Lord Jehovah says, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands command me. I have made the earth, and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host I have commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways, he will build my city, and he will release my captives, not for price nor reward, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts. Armies, multitudes. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. The labor of Egypt, and merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabines, men of stature, will come over to you, and they will be yours. They will come after you. In chains they will come over, and they will fall down to you, they will make requests to you, saying, surely God is in you. And there is no one else, there is no God. Truly you are a God who hides yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior. They will be ashamed, and also confounded, all of them. Those who make idols will go to confusion together. But Israel will be saved in the Lord Jehovah with an everlasting salvation, you will not be ashamed nor confounded world without end. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah says who created the heavens, God himself who formed the earth and made it. He has established it, he did not create it in vain, he formed it to be lived in, I am the Lord Jehovah. And there is no one else. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth, I have not said to the offspring of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord Jehovah, speak righteousness, I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, you who have escaped from the nations. They have no knowledge who set up the wood of their graven image, and pray to a God that cannot save. Call them, and bring them near, yes, let them take counsel together, who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from the time? Have not I the Lord Jehovah? And there is no God else besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is no one besides me. Look to me, and be saved, all the ends of the earth, because I am God, and there is no one else. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and will not return, that to me every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. Surely, one will say, in the Lord Jehovah I have righteousness and strength, even to him will men come. And all who are incensed against him will be ashamed. In the Lord Jehovah all the descendants of Israel will be justified, and will glory.